Alas, we widows of the West, whose husbands did rebel, of comfort we are dispossessed, our sorrows did excel. Here for their crimes they lost their lives, rebellion was the cause, and we confess that was their wives, they did oppress the laws. When Monmouth came ashore at Lyme, it was a fatal day to carry on that base design which did their lives betray. And many daily did presume to come unto his aid. Bridgewater, Don, Dundee, and Rome, the nation to invade. We said it was a horrid thing and prayed them to forbear, to take up arms against their king who was the lawful heir. Yet like distracted men they run to cast their lives away, and we their widows are undone. This is a dismal day. Alas, we had no cause at all, our laws were still the same, that we should to confusion fall and many hundred slain. They knew not what they went about, confusion did attend. The heavens would not hear them out, since they did thus offend. When Monmouth did the land invade, poor men was drawn aside to leave their business and their trade, for which at length they died. 'Tis true it was a just reward, because they did rebel against their gracious sovereign, though we in sorrow dwell. Those criminals that did oppose our lawful government did likewise prove our deadly foes and caused our discontent. For had they never come on shore, we had been happy still. Alas, we had no thoughts before of any kind of ill. We might have lived in happy state in this our good king's reign, but now, alas, it is too late to call them back again. For they are sleeping in their gore, laid in their beds of clay, together with some hundreds more that thus was led astray. Both youth and old and rich and poor, in multitudes they fall. Let this a warning be, therefore, let never none rebel, that our most renowned king may have a happy reign. Then subjects may